Well, as part of that, we want to just celebrate the Lord's goodness in the life here at Grace Point, and we want to head into a time of commissioning of Sam and Courtney. So I'm going to invite Sam and Courtney to come join me. If you haven't had the chance yet to meet them on one Zoom calls or other things, then this is Sam and this is Courtney, and it's great to have them with us. This is a strategic time in the life of Grace Point. It's always a strategic time when we appoint new staff, but it really is a strategic season, I feel, more so than any other, because of the season we find ourselves this year with COVID pandemic and just what's happening. It would seem to me that most people would say you wouldn't make a move like this in such a season and we should retreat, not actually step forward. But I believe that God's kingdom is such that it goes forward irrespective of the season that it finds itself in. And I believe we need to respond to God irrespective of what the circumstances around us or the media spin is. We need to respond and be faithful to what God is saying to us. And so as a church, we've responded to that. I first met Sam and Courtney through our Spirit and Grace Network, and a while back they came and connected into that, and over time I just felt God kind of prompting me to make a deeper connection with them. And I kind of put that off for a little while, or I put out an invitation to Sam to have coffee, and I now know why he didn't pick that up, because Sam just doesn't drink coffee. So I was kind of sitting there going, what's wrong with the guy? Like, why doesn't he want to have coffee with me? And then I found that, yeah, he has a dysfunction, that he just doesn't like coffee. But we're praying and laying hands on him for a coffee addiction to come. So I know God will be faithful to that. He's a good, good God. And over time, the Spirit just prompted my heart to make that call and make that connection, and I think the timing of that was perfect. If I'd made that call too early, I don't think that it would have worked out as it had later, and there were things that happening behind the scenes that just, in hindsight, I think God's timing is always perfect, and then it worked out. So Margaret and I just met them and decided to foster some relationship with them, get to know them a little bit better, and just to explore what God might be doing. And over time, we just felt that God was wanting us to link in with them and invite them to be part of the Grace Point family. Sam has completed a Bachelor of Ministry at the Baptist Theological College, and while he was there, he spent some time working on staff with Dural Baptist Church, and he. As we've explored that, we feel that strongly that Sam is enormously gifted for this position. We feel that he's been called by God to ministry, not as we all are, but particularly the ministry of youth and young adults. And we feel that there's something that Sam carries and Courtney carries, that they are a key part of who we are becoming and who God would have us to move in the future. We believe that right now, we believe that God's man, Sam is God's man for this position, in this place and in this time. He's obviously married to Courtney, and Courtney, we believe that you also are a strategic part of this partnership and this church, and we're blessed to have you here and in our midst as well. And we want to say to you that we want you to be free to be who you are without any of the extra baggage of being Sam's wife. We know you love coffee, and that's an awesome thing. We want to release you actually from any expectations that you might have of yourself or that others might have on you. Particularly being a pastor's wife, or you thinking of what you should or shouldn't do because you're Sam's wife. We want to release that right now from the get-go off you. We just want you to be who God has shaped you to be and who he's created you to be, and to shine in all of that. Okay. Sam and Courtney, on behalf of Marguerite and myself, Ruth and the elders, and those who call Grace Point the spiritual home, we want to welcome you into this role as part-time youth and young adults pastor. I should shake your hand.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll shake yours too. I won't hug on camera. And our desire, is this relationship will be a safe place for you both. That'll be a place of support, a place where we can encourage you, a place of affirmation, a place of vision, and most of all, a place of supernatural empowerment and anointing as you go forward and release the gifts that God has given to you in this place. We really pray that it'll be a place of realising all that God has in store for you both. And today we pledge ourselves, and I do that on behalf of our church, to support you, to encourage you, and to have your backs at all times. We're committed to pray for you, to stand with you, and to be committed to you, to love you, to stir you, and provoke you to be all that the Father is calling you guys to be.
Thank you. Yeah.
So to do that, I want to invite some other people to come join us now. We have a few guests in the house today, representative of our youth ministry and our young adults ministry, and Ruth as well, going to come and Marguerite. And a couple are just going to say and pray over them, and then Marguerite's going to finish that time off. So, Ange, I'm going to ask you on behalf of our youth ministry to come first and just pray over them.
So we just want to welcome Sam and Courtney. We are so excited to have you guys on board to lead Grace Point Youth. This is something we've been praying for such a long time, and it's exciting to see God's faithfulness in appointing you guys as youth leaders. The passion and the enthusiasm you have for youth is so evident, and we're excited for you guys to bring that to youth. So, dear Jesus, we just pray for Sam and Courtney. Thank you for leading them to Grace Point. We thank you for the current leadership team and the kids that we have. We pray for the next season to be one of growth and faithfulness, that Grace Point youth will not only grow but flourish under the new leadership. And we bless Sam and Courtney and commit them this next term of youth to you. Amen.
Awesome. Jordan?
Yeah, just on behalf of the Young Adults group, I just firstly like to really thank Sam and Courtney for coming and joining the Grace Point family. We are really excited to have you guys on board and continue growing our group. We've really grown across the last year with a really awesome core group of people, and we're just excited for the spirit that you guys will bring. And really, yeah, everyone just can't wait to meet you guys later on, so thank you.
Hi, Grace Point. I'm really keen that Sam and Courtney are here as well. But as I was driving to church this morning, I was wondering about what to say. And I just remembered a challenge that Mario actually gave us in our finance team. And that challenge was, how are we going to set these guys up for success? We want to see them just thrive and just growing God and growing ministry and be everything that God's created them to be. So I guess that's my challenge to us as a church. It's not just to us as a finance team or us as a leadership, but as parents who have kids in youth ministry, as older people who are looking for the generations that are coming, as young adults, how are we going to just bless these guys and set them up for success? It's not about them doing everything. It's about us partnering together. So that's my prayer for us and for them, that we would be great partners together, that we would be great encouragers, that we would be people who build the community and the kingdom, and we see these guys, yeah, just thrive in their ministry. So that's how I want to pray this morning, so join me. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the way you pour out on us. I thank you that your heart for us is success, that you want to see us the very best happen for each and every one of us. So we want to just bless Sam and Courtney as they step out now. We bless them with everything that we can physically to enable them to succeed. We want to bless them with our prayers that they would just thrive and see your kingdom come in their lives and in their ministry, in their home, in their street, wherever it is that they dare to tread their feet. Father, I pray that you would open their eyes, that you would open their ears, that their hearts would be responsive. And I pray that for each of us, Father, that you would give us eyes to see more than just what's in front of us, but to see what you're doing in the kingdom, that you would give us ears that just hear your voice and hearts that are responsive. And then our words, our actions, our deeds would just follow what you're doing, so that we can bless, we can encourage, we can strengthen, we can stretch, and we can just see your kingdom come in this place, Jesus. So bless them, bless Grace Point, and we look forward to what you're going to do, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Sorry.
And just on behalf of Courtney and I, just wanted to extend how thankful we are and grateful we are for the warm welcomes we've received and the prayers and encouragements that we've already been receiving from all of you. We're really excited to be a part of this Grace Point community and can't wait to see how
God's going to hopefully use us, and also I know he's going to use this place to bless us and grow us. So that's something that we're both just so excited for, and hopefully we can meet each and every one of you as soon as possible in person, and extend our thanks and gratefulness there. So.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. So good to be able to share together in this moment. And yeah, I want to thank you all for coming today and just being able to participate in that. Maybe you have a prophetic word that you want to give to Sam and or Courtney, and just encourage you, you can either release that on the chat today, or don't forget you can still email Sam at his email address, samgenovese@gracepoint.com.au, and if you haven't already, you can email him and release a prophetic word or a word of encouragement over both of them. You can do that now or this morning, whenever you like, but we just want to really encourage them and set them up for that. So thanks, everyone. Done well.